Home resales are rising, but is the pain easing?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Home resales have posted the largest monthly increase in at least 10 years. That's the report out this morning from the National Association of Realtors. Resales rose just over 7% from June to the highest level since the crash hit in the summer of 2007. But is there less here than meets the eye? That's what we want to know. And joining us live is Jeremy Brandt, founder and CEO of the real estate company 1-800-CASH-OFFER. Good morning, Jeremy.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Biggest increase in 10 years sounds good. What does it mean?
Well, it is good in some ways. So certainly the increase is great. But this is a month-over-month increase. So they're comparing it to the previous month.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a long period of downtime, it's expected that you'll have a couple of months of big spikes. But what matters is what's going to happen over the long term.
And what do you think that is?
I think we're going to continue to have highs and lows. Just like in the stock market, when it's volatile, things bounce up and things bounce down. I think we're in a bit of a trough in the housing market, and we'll continue to be there for at least the next year to 2 years. But we'll continue to see a slow increase in home prices and an increase in home sales.
The government's giving out this one-time home buyer credit that expires in November. How much of last month's jump do you think was a temporary blip because of that one-time credit?
I think a lot of it. There's, I think, two main factors that are really affecting the jump. One is pent-up home sales on the market. So a lot of people have been sitting on the sidelines trying to figure out what they should do, but they still need to buy a house. That credit pushes them over the edge and incents them to go buy a house. But I also think we've got a long way to go.
Yeah, and that $8,000 credit that's mostly comes into effect in a lower-priced home, it's a bigger deal there, huh?
Right. On the low end, it might be 8 or 10% of the property value. On these higher-end homes, it's not a significant incentive.
Right. Okay, Jeremy Brandt, founder and CEO of the real estate company 1-800-CASH-OFFER. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
A key informant in that U.S. tax evasion case against the Swiss bank UBS got sentenced to prison this morning. Bradley Birkenfeld is a former UBS banker. He was jailed for helping a billionaire American real estate developer hide $200 million from the IRS. This morning, a Florida judge sentenced him to 3 years, 4 months. The global economy appears to be on the mend, but risks remain. That's the word this morning from the head of the Fed, Ben Bernanke. He was talking to an annual Fed conference of world central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. High times on Wall Street this morning. S&P 500 up 1.7%, and the NASDAQ up about 1.4%. The Dow is up 1.5% or 144 points at 9,494. European stocks were up 2% and more, almost 3% today in some cases. Asian markets were lower. The U.S. announced the Cash for Clunkers program ends on Monday, and Japanese auto stocks fell. Chinese authorities are looking into another case of child lead poisoning, this one near a plant that processes the metal manganese. 1,300 kids were found to have high levels of lead in their blood, and there was a similar case earlier this month. People who live near Chinese industrial plants say local officials are just ignoring dangerous pollution. Marketplace's Scott Tong is with us now from Hunan Province. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
How was this latest poisoning case discovered?
Well, Bill, we talked to parents in the village where this plant is, and they say their children had these awful symptoms. Some of them had fevers of 105. The kids stopped eating. And then when they got them tested at the local hospitals, they found lead levels in their blood, in some cases, that were triple the normal levels. And so the parents tell us that the doctor's version of the story is, you know, these children are going to grow up and have memory loss and learning disabilities. So there's a sense of hopelessness among the people we talk to.
How are the local residents there reacting?
Well, they're very critical of the boss of this manganese processing facility. What they tell us is he came in without the appropriate environmental permits, and then he set this place up and it started spewing black ash into the sky. And one observer said, you know, this is kind of the face of China's environmental movement. It affects them very, very directly, Bill.
Tell us about this product, this element, manganese. How does this fit into the global economy?
You know, Bill, manganese is a big part of steel, and China is the world's biggest maker of steel. So Americans interact with that when they get products shipped over from China in ships made of steel, and the containers are made of steel, and the products obviously have steel in them. So basically what the global economy has done is it's allowed developed countries like the U.S. outsource jobs, outsource factories to developing countries like China, and they also outsource the smokestacks and the environmental pollution. And a lot of people in China want it to end.
Marketplace's Scott Tong in Hunan Province. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
And you can hear more from Scott, more from the people who live near that plant, later today on Marketplace.
American Public Media presents the Scratchpad blog. Host Scott Jagow keeps you updated on business news worth talking about. Available daily at marketplace.org.
The world's longest-serving bartender is leaving the workforce. Angelo Camerata is in the Guinness Book of World Records. He's been serving drinks in Pittsburgh since the stroke of midnight, April 7th, 1933, the minute Prohibition was lifted. A lot of us look to retire as soon as we can. Camerata says he has enjoyed his whole career.
The best part of the job is meeting people and serving people and making friends. It's all family. Our customers are all family members.
Camerata is retiring from the bar in the next couple of weeks. And if you would like to break his record, I suggest you start very, very soon. And finally, Starbucks is changing the price of its drinks. They're cutting the cost of JPC, as my dad calls it, just plain coffee. But the company's raising its prices on some of the harder-to-make drinks, the Frappuccinos and the like. So if you're going to be high maintenance, you're going to pay for it. My dad will be so happy to hear that. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. I have a question for you. Has this recession forced you to start over? Maybe you had to launch a new career or move far away or just do a 180 in how you approach money. If you have a memorable story, we'd like to put it on the air. Go to marketplace.org, click on the trading floor where it says our question of the day is, has the recession forced you to start over? Thanks, and have a good Friday and a good weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.